Hi, it's Jules, and this is the How to Shoot Hybrid podcast. It's been a while, 3 months to be exact, since I put an episode of the podcast out. Sorry about that. Normally, I would blame the workload. I would blame the summer situation of filming, photographing, shooting weddings, loads of edits, a backlog, and then obviously get to the back end of the year and that backlog has grown and grown and grown and you've got no life apart from being chained to your desk trying to get through the edits. But I can't use that excuse this time because I haven't recorded between the end of December, start of January, and we're now recording this, or I'm recording this at the end of March 2024. And in that time, I've shot a couple of weddings, but essentially I've had that 3 months pretty much off. I had a couple of edits that I needed to do to get on board of at the start of the year that were from last year, but I had those done by the end of January, and I did them at a nice slow pace, so I wasn't kind of really rushing to get those done, but I got those done quite quickly. And then I have had, you know, a nice slow start to the year, shall we say. And the reason being is I've just been taking some time to refresh and realign kind of all aspects of my business and life really in general, including the podcast. And I mean, the past few years has been kind of an ever-changing landscape of work and things going on, like at home. You know, I've talked previously on the podcast about, like, me and Lindsay were kind of full-time running the business together, and then things were changing at home, and we, some stuff was going on with those kids, so we needed kind of to change things up a little bit. Lindsay's now got a full-time job and she's working. That's caused me to figure out how much work I want to take on, how busy I want to be, because it's changed the financial side of things, but it's also changed, I want to have more time to kind of be there for the kids and things. So yeah, I've been trying to work it all out, and I've also been trying to kind of realign with work, you know, getting back to the why of shooting weddings and doing photography and filmmaking. You know, and I know that there's been times over the last couple of years where maybe because of workload and just being a little bit burnt out with it, and maybe sometimes just being kind of trying to figure out, well, how am I not enjoying this in the same way? What happened? So I've been asking myself all these questions, and obviously, you know, that comes into the podcast and doing the podcast as well. I want to do things that mean something to me and that are really important to me, and I want to do them. So I feel like the last couple of years I haven't really had time to take stock, and I've just been trying to keep going with it all. And I think that it's really important for us all to sometimes take stock of things, you know, to consider what's important to you, why you're doing it, rather than just keep going and find yourself in this place where you're really not sure why you're doing what you're doing. So that's what I've been doing. And it's the first time probably in my entire life that I've actually had a little bit of space where I've not had to go to work or I've not had to do certain things. Where I've been able to just kind of allow myself to think about stuff without having to put stuff out, you know, and I haven't been like busting my ass to put out social media posts or do marketing stuff. I've been kind of working on the back end of the business, if you like, just trying to tinker with it and figure out from a branding perspective is what I've been doing right and what needs tweaking, what needs changing for me to feel like it's aligned with what I'm genuinely all about. Because I think that's the thing for me. I'm like a very authentic person. I need to really believe in what I'm doing, and I really need to feel like I'm not just doing things for the sake of it, because that's what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, a little bit of getting that off my chest. So part of that has been considering the future of the podcast, and I didn't want to just stop doing it because I put a lot of time and effort into this podcast over the years, and I had all sorts of plans for for kind of building a brand around this, building a community around this to kind of help people. But it was also a massive, it was supposed to be a big aspect of my business. And I didn't want to just stop doing that and throw away everything that I've kind of put into it and that others have put into it over the years. But I knew I haven't been giving it my full attention, and it deserves that because, you know, if you're tuning in to listen, you deserve to for me to put some effort into that and carry on putting effort into that. And if I kind of look at it in kind of the context of the rest of my business, you can only stretch yourself so thin. So you've got to decide what you can accomplish and what you can't. And one of the things I kind of realized is I never really envisaged recording this podcast by myself. Most of the time, I always, you know, doing an odd episode solo is one thing, but kind of like doing the majority of them solo was never what I intended. I always kind of wanted someone to bounce off and discuss things with rather than just kind of discuss my thoughts on a topic by myself. And the thing is with like creative work and running a business, there's always more than one way to do things. There's always different perspectives, you know, different ways to kind of approach something, think outside the box. And that's what, for me, the podcast should be about. It should be about considering the different ways of doing things. You know, just because you've always done it this way, that doesn't mean that's the way we should do it. Just because I do it this way doesn't mean that that will work for other people. I can give my perspective on it and you can take bits of that away, but it's much better if we've got more than one voice and if we have a kind of balance of there are different approaches, because everybody runs a business in a slightly different way. Everyone's slightly different in the way that they approach photography or filmmaking. So it would make more sense to have that. So the best way to do that, I thought, is to kind of have somebody, at least one person, that I host the podcast with. And hopefully, you know, I've said this before about having guests on, but there's just never been the time to kind of get into that and get those interviews and discussions set up. But that's definitely something I want to do going forward. So this is what it means. The podcast will continue, hopefully with my new co-host. We will be putting out a lot more regular content around hybrid shooting, lots of tips to help you with various aspects of photography, videography, or running your business. And there's going to be a little overhaul of the branding and the social media pages, etc. Because I think the way it should be is a bit of a relaunch, you know, instead of like just trying to kind of push through with the stagnation that's occurred over the last 6 to 12 months, it should be about really kind of pushing that forward and trying to relaunch it. So we're also going to be starting like a new series with the podcast. So on the hosting platform, it'll just show us a new series and we'll probably start the episode numbers from one. So we're not going to get rid of the 80 odd episodes we've already got. They're going to still stay there. There's loads of useful content in there for you to reference back to, but we'll kind of start a new series. And we'll probably start from one, just so that it's a bit easier to kind of see where the line was drawn. There will be stuff that potentially we might recover because it's been done but quite a long time ago, or it would make more sense now to do it, to talk about the same topics again, because we'll be talking about them with different fresh opinions and eyes on them. Also hoping to go back to uploading video. So when this started, I was uploading every single episode of it, you know, that was like an hour, 2 hours long to YouTube. We're hoping to kind of make those episodes a little bit shorter so they're a little bit easier to listen to in one go. But also wanting to be able to upload those to YouTube so that there's that continuous kind of video thing. I think that's really important because I think that's definitely somewhere where people prefer to listen or watch is YouTube on video. Plus, it's easier to make the short form video content than for social media. And that was always the intention. But it's, you know, if you've never done a podcast before, there's a lot of work that goes into the back end. That's always been me that's been doing that by myself. But what I've learned over the past few years of doing this podcast is that it's all about kind of a process. It's all about a workflow. And I think that I'm now in a place where I understand how to create a good workflow and a good process to be able to do that efficiently and create shorter form clips from the longer form content. So hopefully we'll be putting those out on Insta and maybe other places. So as well as like the clips from that, there might be other videos and things that we put out for kind of tips and tricks of hybrid shooting, whether that's kind of photo aspect, video aspect, or business aspect. And so if you are interested in following that and you want to come on, come kind of take that content in, because some of it might be really useful if you're very early on in kind of getting into video, or very early on getting into photo, or particularly very early into getting into hybrid shooting, because there's going to be a lot of good stuff there that would be useful. But even if you've kind of been in business for a long time and you are looking to add video in, or you're looking to add photo into your video business, whichever, it could be really helpful for you. So check that out. And that is at how to shoot hybrid, or one word, on Instagram. And I'll look forward to introducing my new co-host on the next episode, which will be coming out in the next few days. So thanks again for joining us this far, and look forward to sharing more with you going forwards. Appreciate it. See you soon.